Welcome back to the deep dive. We have a really fascinating session lined up for you today.
I think so, yeah.
Because we are tackling a problem that I think, well, it haunts pretty much every single person working in the digital space. Whether they want to admit it or not.
It's that invisible ceiling, isn't it?
It really is. It's the production bottleneck. We live in this era of, you know, infinite shelf space.
Right.
You can publish as many blog posts, videos, whatever you want. The internet has no limit. But we, as humans, we absolutely do.
Yeah. We are slow. We get tired. We definitely need coffee breaks.
And high quality creation is, frankly, really expensive.
Exactly. And I think that pain is nowhere more acute than in ed tech and corporate training.
For sure. You have this infinite need for materials, quizzes, study guides, all of it, but a very, very finite capacity to actually make them. So today, our mission is to look at a specific case study of how technology is just shattering that ceiling.
Yeah, we're connecting the dots between two really interesting platforms. On one side, we have Disamina, who are a real heavy hitter in the assessment and proctoring world.
Okay.
And on the other side, we have Auto Content API, which is basically a content transformation engine.
And the question we're exploring isn't just how does the tech work? It's a bit deeper.
It is.
How does a programmable content infrastructure take a really rigorous platform like Disamina and, well, turn it into a growth machine? Is this just about saving time, or does it actually change the product itself?
It's a fantastic look at the future of, you know, how we build software and consume education.
So let's dive in. Before we get into all the automation magic, we need to ground this. Who is Disamina?
Right.
Because looking at their profile, they aren't some generic quiz maker you'd find on, you know, a social media site.
No, not at all. Far from it. Disamina is enterprise grade. They operate in really high stakes environments. So think universities, government certifications, banking compliance.
I saw some names in the research like Bank Al-Etihad and the PM2 Center.
Exactly. And their core value, their whole proposition is integrity. They provide AI proctoring.
And that's, what is that for people who don't know? Like digital invigilation.
Precisely. If you're taking a big certification exam from your living room, Disamina's software is monitoring your webcam.
To make sure you're not cheating.
Yeah, to make sure you aren't looking at notes or checking if there's another voice in the room or if you're trying to, you know, open a new tab to Google the answers.
It's serious tech.
It's very serious tech for very serious assessments.
And they have a huge footprint in the Middle East, right? That stood out to me.
Yes, and that is a critical detail. They position themselves as a multilingual portal, specifically supporting both Arabic and English.
Which is a must-have in that region.
It's a non-negotiable requirement for their clients there.
Okay, so that's the vehicle. We have this secure, robust platform for testing people. But here's the friction point I kept coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
The platform is useless without the content.
That's what I call the empty gym problem. You can build the best gym in the world, you know, with the shiniest equipment.
Right.
But if nobody knows how to use the machines, or worse, if there are no weights to lift, nobody's working out.
That's a great analogy.
If a bank buys Disamina, the software is great.
Yeah.
But that bank's HR team still has to sit down and physically write 500 questions about money laundering regulations.
And that sounds incredibly labor intensive. I mean, writing good test questions is hard.
It's grueling.
Yeah.
And that is where that production bottleneck just chokes growth. And that is exactly where Auto Content API enters the picture.
Okay, so let's talk about that integration. We have this API Auto Content. How does it physically solve that empty gym problem for one of Disamina's clients?
Well, let's start with the most obvious synergy, which is the quiz endpoint.
Okay.
Auto Content basically creates a bridge where you can feed in raw material text, PDFs, URLs, and on the other side, it spits out structured assessment data.
Walk me through that. Let's say I'm a compliance officer at some big firm. I have a 50-page PDF on new safety protocols. Everyone needs to know it by Friday.
So the old way. You print it out, you get out your highlighter, and you spend the next 3 days just typing multiple choice questions into Disamina by hand.
And trying to think of wrong answers that sound plausible.
Which is actually the hardest part creatively.
So painful and boring.
The new way. You just upload that PDF to Disamina. Behind the scenes, Disamina sends that file to the Auto Content API. And the API analyzes the text, it identifies the key learning objectives, and it generates a structured quiz.
And we're not talking about simple, what is the capital of France type questions, are we?
No. The API can generate the question, the correct answer, three plausible wrong answers, the distractors, and this part is key, an explanation for why the answer is correct.
And that whole process takes, what, seconds?
Seconds. So the compliance officer's job goes from writer to editor. They just review the quiz. Maybe they tweak a word or two and hit publish.
You've just collapsed a three-day workflow into 3 minutes.
Pretty much.
That's a massive value add for the product. It turns Dissemina from just a content host into a content creator. But honestly, the part of the research that really grabbed me was this idea of it being a notebook LM alternative.
This is where we move beyond just testing and into actual learning.
Right, because auto content isn't just for quizzes. It's a content transformation engine.
Correct. So if you think about the student's journey on Dissemina, usually they study offline, right? Reading a book or a PDF.
And then they just log in for the test. It's very transactional.
It is. But with this integration, Dissemina can become the actual study hub. The API can take that exact same safety protocol PDF and generate a study guide or a timeline of events or a briefing document.
So the student basically gets a cheat sheet generated for them on the fly.
Exactly. It turns raw data into a format that is way easier to digest. Mm. But we can take it another step further.
Okay.
Let's talk about the audio revolution.
The podcast generation feature. This is what blew my mind.
This is the real game changer. Auto content has an endpoint that takes written text and converts it into a natural sounding dialogue.
A conversation between two AI hosts.
Yes. Very similar to what we're doing right now.
Mm.
It mimics the cadence, the interruptions, the whole conversational flow.
Wow. I mean, just imagine the accessibility benefits there. A student logs into Dissemina. They see this dense 20-page legal document they have to learn.
Their eyes just glaze over.
Totally. But now there's a button that says, listen to summary.
And they click it. And suddenly they're hearing a 10-minute podcast discussion about that specific document while they're, you know, driving to work or on the bus.
It just fits into modern life better. And it caters to auditory learners.
It does. It fundamentally changes the user experience. It moves Dissemina from being a sort of testing police platform to a learning partner.
You're actually helping them learn the material before you judge them on it.
And remember the localization angle we talked about. Dissemina's presence in the UAE and Saudi Arabia.
The Arabic support.
That's a huge factor here. Auto content supports over 50 languages. So a global company could upload a manual in English.
And the API could generate the quiz in English.
But also generate the study guide and the podcast summary in Arabic or Spanish or Chinese instantly.
Wow. Instant localization. For a company in the UAE, being able to just flip a switch and have training material in accurate Arabic without hiring a whole translation agency.
That's not just a feature. That is a moat.
It is. It removed the language barrier from education.
It allows Dissemina to say to any client, bring us your content in whatever language you have, and we will test your employees in whatever language they speak.
That's a massive competitive advantage.
It is.
Okay, so that's the product side. That's how this integration makes the software better for the user. But Dissemina is a business. Yep. They need to sell this thing.
And B2B sales are hard, especially when you're selling infrastructure.
Right. AI proctoring isn't exactly the sexiest topic. How does auto content help them actually grow the business?
Well, this brings us to the second pillar. Marketing velocity, or as some in the industry call it, building a faceless army of content.
A faceless army. I love that term. It sounds a bit ominous, but explain what it means.
It's all about mental availability. For a university to buy your software, they need to know you exist, and they need to trust you understand their specific niche.
But writing blog posts about proctoring for law schools versus proctoring for dental schools takes forever.
Right. So companies usually just write one generic page. We do proctoring.
And that doesn't rank on Google.
No, because nobody searches for generic proctoring. They search for how to stop cheating in online law exams. This is where programmatic SEO comes in.
PSEO. Okay, this term gets thrown around a lot, and it's often associated with spam.
And it can be spammy if it's done poorly. You know, if you just copy-paste the same text and change one word, Google hates that. That's thin content.
Mm-hmm.
But auto content allows for rich content at scale.
How does that work? How do you make it rich?
Dissemina can identify, say, 500 different niches. Law, medicine, aviation, banking, you name it.
Okay.
The API's deep research function goes out. It actually researches the specific testing requirements for aviation FAA rules, cheat methods pilot students use, and it writes a unique, high-quality guide.
And it doesn't just write text, right?
Right, because let's be honest, people skim at best.
So what keeps them on the page?
Video. Auto content has an explainer video feature. It can take that text and generate a 60-second vertical video with avatars, subtitles, the whole thing, summarizing the key points.
So instead of hiring a video crew to film a specific pitch for aviation testing, the code just generates it.
Exactly. And the impact on SEO is just profound. Data consistently shows that landing pages with video have a much higher dwell time.
Which is how long a user stays on the page. It signals to Google that the page is valuable.
Precisely. The stat in our notes said pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times?
Nah.
That is an absurd number.
It's the difference between being invisible and being the market leader. So by flooding their site with these automated rich pages, Disamita can just dominate search results.
If you search secure testing for medical boards, they show up. Compliance exams for Dubai banks, they show up.
And they can do all this without hiring a huge marketing team. They're essentially cloning their best marketer 1,000 times over.
It creates this perception of omnipresence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that covers the evergreen content. But the edtech world moves so fast, regulations change.
New cheating methods pop up every week.
Exactly. How does automation help Disamina stay on the pulse?
This is where those deep research agents really shine. Auto content isn't just a writer, it's a researcher. You can set up recurring tasks.
Like a bot that wakes up every morning and just scans the web for you.
That's it. Disamina could set up an agent to scan government websites in the Middle East for new education regulations.
And then what?
The API reads the new laws, synthesizes the findings, and it can automatically generate a weekly EdTech Roundup podcast or a briefing doc for their clients.
So Disamina becomes a thought leader. They aren't just selling you software. They're telling you what's happening in your own industry.
And it's all on autopilot.
Yeah.
But my favorite application of this is what's called newsjacking.
Newsjacking, okay.
It's all about speed.
Yeah.
Auto content integrates with live feeds from X and Reddit.
Give me a scenario. How would that play out?
Okay, so let's say a thread blows up on Reddit. Students are bragging about some new way to cheat using a hidden Bluetooth earpiece.
Which happens constantly. It's an arms race.
It is. So auto content detects that trending topic. It analyzes the sentiment. Disamina can then use the API to automatically generate a reaction video.
Oh, wow.
Or a short podcast episode discussing specifically how their AI proctoring detects that exact cheat method.
And they can get that out while the conversation is still happening.
In minutes, not days. While their competitors are scheduling a Zoom meeting to discuss a content strategy, Disamina has already published the solution.
In the attention economy, speed is everything. If you're first, you win.
You do.
I have to play devil's advocate for a second, though. This all sounds amazing, but my mental calculator is running.
No.
And usually, video production equals expensive. Are we talking about bankrupting the company here?
That is the real aha moment.
Yeah.
The economics of this, it's not just different from human production, it's a different species.
Okay, break it down for me.
If you go to a traditional agency for a 60-second explainer video or a polished podcast, you are looking at hundreds of dollars minimum.
Probably more like 500, realistically.
Conservatively. Plus all the briefs, revisions, actors, editing.
And the management time.
Right. So auto content works on a credit model. A short video costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly €4.
€4 versus $500.
In a blog post or a podcast episode,
yeah,
you're talking about cents, maybe 10 cents to €2, depending on the length.
That just changes the risk profile completely.
It does. It shifts content from being this precious hero asset you spend months on to being a commodity. Disamina can afford to experiment.
They can throw spaghetti at the wall because the spaghetti is basically free.
Exactly. And for listeners wondering, how hard is this to set up? It's an API-first platform.
Meaning it's designed for code to talk to code?
Yes. But also for low-code tools. You can use platforms like Make.com or Zapier. You don't need a whole team of developers.
So you could build a workflow where, let's say, a new client signs up, and that triggers the API to make a personalized welcome podcast for them.
Precisely. New client signs up, triggers the API. It generates a welcome to Disamina audio with their name and emails the MP3 to them. Zero human touch.
It really feels like we're looking at a fundamental shift in how businesses are going to operate. We're moving from content creation to, what did you call it?
Content transformation.
Content transformation. I like that.
It's taking the data you already have, your manuals, your knowledge base, and just liquidizing it into whatever format the user needs at that exact moment.
So let's wrap this up. The opportunity for Disamina is really a two-pronged engine.
Right. Pillar one is the product. Auto content solves the bottleneck for the users of Disamina. It builds the quizzes, the study guides, the audio, which makes the platform stickier and more valuable.
It becomes a one-stop shop.
Exactly. And pillar two is marketing.
Supercharging their growth.
Deploying that faceless army of pages and videos to capture traffic, and using social intelligence to stay relevant in real time.
It really just highlights that companies integrating this kind of infrastructure are going to move at a totally different velocity.
They will. If you were still manually typing out every blog post, editing every video, you are bringing a knife to a gunfight. The future belongs to those who can curate and transform data, not just those who can create it from scratch.
It's a fascinating glimpse into the very near future of edtech. It's not just about the test anymore. It's about the entire ecosystem around it.
Indeed.
I want to leave our listeners with a thought. We've talked a lot about Dissemina, but think about your own organization. You probably have a Google Drive just full of PDFs and old manuals.
The digital graveyard.
Exactly. If you could turn that entire company knowledge base into a bingeable podcast series or a university grade exam with one click, what would you do with all the free time that unlocks?
What problem would you solve if you weren't stuck in that production bottleneck?
That is the $1 billion question. Thanks for diving in with us today.
See you on the next one.